Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the 28th annual Life Chain, the coordinator for the event locally, Linda Hicks. How are you, Linda?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Glad to have you on the program. Now, 28 years. Now, have you been associated with the Life Chain for 28 years?
Not that many years.
Not that many years. No, about how many years have you been doing it?
I think about 10.
10 years now?
10 to 12, probably,
okay.
Yes.
Now, 10 to 12 years here in this area?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to talk about what that is. It's taking place Sunday, October 4th. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about Life Chain here, Linda?
Okay. It's supposed to be a chain of people that form along a major highway, and the Life Chain International place,
yeah.
Whatever, they supply us with signs that we hold up, and on the back of these signs is prayers and songs, and so it's just a silent, prayerful event, praying for people to change their minds about abortion.
Okay, that was what I was going to ask you next, what the Life Chain symbolizes. So we're talking about pro-life then.
Yes, definitely
okay.
Pro-life.
Very nice. And I know it's always in the news. You know, that is one of the big, if there was ever a civil war, I think it would probably come up over that issue.
Right. They have said, Michigan Right to Life has said that this is like the civil rights.
Yeah.
Like when they had slavery, that this is the next event that needs to be abolished.
Boy, I believe that. All right. Now, when is it taking place?
It's Sunday, October 4th. And we have two of them here in Iosco County, mm-hmm. One in East Tawas between the Dairy Queen and US 23 along Bay Street.
Okay.
And then another one up in Oscoda in front of Fertile Field by Paul Bunyan.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be facing 23 also.
All right. So both of them facing 23. Now, that's happening in Iosco County, but this is a national event?
It's international.
International.
It's actually in all 50 states plus Washington, D.C.
Wow, okay.
And all 9 provinces in Canada.
No kidding.
So, yes.
Wow, all right. So I was going to say, is the idea to maybe make a continuous chain if you possibly could?
That would be awesome, yes. Because I know we've got one going in Harrisville.
Okay.
Well, there's supposed to be one in Harrisville.
Right.
I'm not positive, but there's supposed to be one. And I know there is one in Standish along US 23 right there by M61.
Okay. Now, I would imagine then everybody's at the same time. It's the same time,
yes.
On that Sunday?
Yes, 2 to 3 o'clock.
Okay. Now, if people want to be a part of this, what do they need to do, Linda?
All they need to do is show up. They can get there, park in the Dairy Queen parking lot about 1:45. And I will be there with the signs to hand out to them. And they can bring a chair if they don't think they can stand for that hour. They can bring a chair. Bring their children. Bring strollers with babies in them would be awesome,
yeah.
You know, because that's what life is really about. And we just, you know, we'll supply everything. They should have water if they need water. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Although maybe that would be something good we could start thinking about supplying.
See, there you go. Now you're thinking on the run here, aren't you, Linda?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But that'll be for future ones. This one coming up already, Sunday, October 4th, and no charge. People just come on out if they want to be a part of this. And the more people you get out there, the better.
Oh yes, yeah. We would love to. We would love to fill between Oscoda and Tawas.
Oh.
I mean, that would be just awesome.
It really would. Now, if they want more information about the Life Chain or about any of the issues that are a part of this, how would they get more information about this, Linda?
They could call me at 984-7789. Would be wonderful.
Okay.
Or Larry Zukal is the president of our local Iosco Right to Life, and his phone number is 747-0363.
All right. Now, you've done this in the past, you know, especially in this area. How many people have you gotten in the past? Do you do pretty well?
We've had between 25 and 30 in East Tawas and about the same in Oscoda.
All right.
And what is so neat about it is that you will get some negative people that, you know, don't agree with us.
Yeah.
But then there's more that do agree with us, and they honk their horns and give us the thumbs up, and that makes you feel really good.
Very good. Now, when they come out, is it for the entire 2 to 3 that the Life Chain is being done?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to commit an hour of your time, if you can, to be out there. And as you mentioned, there are signs and that, so you can't miss these folks on Bay Street there in East Tawas or up at Fertile Field in Oscoda.
Right.
Wow, it's pretty cool.
Yes, I think it is too.
Yeah, the annual Life Chain. So we want to get more than those 25 or 30. Let's get a lot of people out to this event.
Yes, let's get 100.
Yeah, there you go. Why not? 100 for each location.
I like to think big.
That's right. Now, this is being sponsored by Iosco County Right to Life, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. In this area.
That's right. And I would imagine you can probably go to their website for more information, too.
We don't have a website
yet.
We are actually going to be making a Facebook page on Monday.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Okay. All right. So look for the Facebook page very soon for the 28th Annual Life Chain and for the Iosco County Right to Life. But the Life Chain, Sunday, October 4th. Again, be there at about 1:45 or so?
Yes, that would be perfect.
All right. And then plan to be a part of it from 2 until 3. And it sounds like a fun time either in East Tawas or up at Furtaugh Field in Oscoda, and those are the two locations. And Linda Hicks, the coordinator for the 28th Annual Life Chain here locally, we're glad you could join us today to talk about this important issue.
I'm glad you had me. Thank you so much.